Chapter 28. The word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, tell the leader of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. Because your heart has become haughty, you keep saying, I am a god. I sit on the throne of a god in the heart of the sea. But you are only a man, not a god, though in your heart you feel that you are a god. Look, you are wiser than Daniel. No secrets have been hidden from you. You have made yourself wealthy by your wisdom and your discernment, and you keep storing up gold and silver in your treasuries. Your skillful trading brought you great wealth, and your heart grew haughty because of your wealth. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. Because in your heart you feel that you are a god, I am bringing foreigners against you, the most ruthless of the nations, and they will draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your glorious splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the open sea. Will you still say, I am a god, to the one killing you? You will be a mere man, not a god, in the hand of those defiling you. By the hand of foreigners, you will die the death of the uncircumcised ones, for I myself have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord Jehovah. And the word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, sing a dirge concerning the king of Tyre, and tell him, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. You were adorned with every precious stone, ruby, topaz, and jasper, chrysolite, onyx, and jade, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, and their settings and mountings were made of gold. They were prepared on the day you were created. I assigned you as the anointed covering cherub. You were on the holy mountain of God, and you walked about among fiery stones. You were faultless in your ways from the day you were created until unrighteousness was found in you. Because of your abundant trade, you became filled with violence, and you began to sin. So I will cast you out as profane from the mountain of God, and destroy you, O covering cherub, away from the stones of fire. Your heart became haughty because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom because of your own glorious splendor. I will throw you down to the earth. I will make you a spectacle before kings. Because of your great guilt and your dishonest trading, you have profaned your sanctuaries. I will cause a fire to break out in your midst, and it will consume you. I will reduce you to ashes on the earth before all those looking at you. All who knew you among the peoples will stare at you in amazement. Your end will be sudden and terrible, and you will cease to exist for all time. And the word of Jehovah again came to me, saying, Son of man, turn your face toward Sidon, and prophesy against her. You should say, This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. Here I am against you, O Sidon, and I will be glorified in your midst. And people will have to know that I am Jehovah when I execute judgment on her, and I am sanctified in her. I will send pestilence into her, and blood will flow in her streets. The slain will fall in her midst when the sword comes against her from all sides, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah. Then the house of Israel will no longer be surrounded by injurious briars and painful thorns, those who treat them with scorn, and people will have to know that I am the sovereign Lord Jehovah. This is what the sovereign Lord Jehovah says. When I regather the house of Israel from among the peoples where they were scattered, I will be sanctified among them in the eyes of the nations, and they will dwell on their land that I gave to my servant Jacob. They will dwell on it in security, and build houses, and plant vineyards, and they will dwell in security when I execute judgment on all those around them who treat them with scorn, and they will have to know that I am Jehovah their God.